I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Obviously, big news in town. Who's going to win first? Dolphins, Hurricanes. Obviously, this week, the Hurricanes will have Bethune-Cookman. And never, you know, no game's a given. I mean, as we've seen the last couple weeks. And I'm not even going to talk about the Army-Michigan game, because Army was a better team than Michigan. If you watch in every phase of that game, they really were. And they were on a 10-game winning streak. So I won't talk about that game, but I will talk about Miami the last couple of weeks. Getting better. You could see it. It's in their grasp. Certainly last week was frustrating, because you know that they had the talent to win that game even on the road in a hostile environment. And all the University of Miami fans kind of rallying, and I think they're going to get a real good crowd this week. And they're home for the next five games, right, and next 6 weeks. And this is where you get your traction. Certainly somebody who's probably getting a lot of response, whether it be on the website or on social media, Stephan Adams from Canes Insight. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Stephan, thanks so much for taking the time. And obviously this is one of those times where you sit there and think, wow, you know, we could have been 2-0 real easy.
Hey, yeah, Larry, thanks for having me on. Yeah, response is one way to put it, for sure. as you and I both know, you know, losses are not going to cut it for this fan base for very long.
Right.
You know, Manny, he built up a lot of goodwill over the offseason, did some good things. There's some good things going on with the team on the field as well, but for whatever reason, they just have not been able to put it all together. Just not the start he really wanted for his tenure at Miami. And you may or may not know this, but first 0-2 start since 1978. So a lot of questions and answers so far with Manny Diaz.
Yeah, no doubt. And certainly the last time they started 0-3 was the year before, at 1977. So obviously they don't want to do that, and I don't think they will. I think things come together this week. There were so many – I mean, we know the negatives. I mean, the special teams, and you kind of shake your head, because coming in you thought, wow, this may be – the best special teams, with a punter like Hadley, with Bubba Baxa, and things haven't turned out that way. In fact, it really kind of, I think it kind of cost them, and it more than kind of, it did. Where I listen to Manny Diaz, and I listen and I understand what he's talking about. I mean, they could easily be 2-0, and they are 0-2, and they are what they are. But moving forward, what do you think? I mean. They get a running game, you get some big runs, all of a sudden you turn around, there's laundry on the field. I mean, Cameron Harris, to me, could be one of the leading rushers in the nation if only there weren't so many mistakes. The offensive line, certainly a huge reason to be concerned. Let's start somewhere. Let's start with Jaron Williams, who I thought picked it up quite a bit from game one.
Yeah, I thought he played pretty decent against U.S., you know, in a pretty hostile environment. But I think he took it to the next level against UNC. 77% of his passes, 300 yards, 2 touchdowns. And if you go back and watch the tape on his 2 touchdowns, he put it, that ball placement was just perfect, right where only the receiver could get it. Low and inside in the red zone, and then up and over the shoulder of the receiver on the second one. So just really perfect. And he was feasting the intermediate game. And that's something that Miami quarterbacks have really struggled with the past few years. Just they have not been able to work the middle of the field, because they have not really trusted Malik Rozier, Nikosi Perry, their accuracy across the middle. You know, you can't deliver that ball on time and with accuracy, you're going to have a lot of interceptions, a lot of problems. So I think that's been huge. And then most importantly, he has no turnovers now in two games. And he's had over 90 dropbacks at this point. I don't care who you are, that's impressive for anybody. But especially a freshman, only his second game, he's only played 2 games. I think that's really my biggest takeaway with him right now.
Yeah, I mean, and they have a quarterback, and I don't really think that – I mean, I know that's not the problem. But you, then you look at the offensive line, which has been a problem. I mean, when they do need, you know, a big play, it's usually a penalty. And certainly you can't do that against anybody, even this Saturday. I mean, you know, Bethune certainly is not a team that you expect to come in here and dictate, which they won't because they just don't – talent for talent, they're just nowhere near Miami. But you don't want to keep making these mistakes because when you have to play Virginia and Virginia Tech, they'll bite you in the butt. I mean, no doubt. They're ACC teams. They're on the come just like Miami is. Do you think, and here's a valid question that was posed to me, do you think Manny Diaz built this up too much? I mean, did he get the expectations to the point where the fan base, I mean, just felt that we're not losing at all this year?
Maybe a little, but I think the fan base expectations are always going to be high.
Right.
With Manny, he had one very good comment after the U.S. loss, and that was, you know, he's not building this team for August 24th, the first game. He's building this team for the next year, years after. He's trying to build a monster, was his exact quote. And, you know, he's not going to be afraid to play freshman if he sees that freshman is going to develop and keep developing and going to fix his mistakes. And that's, you know, you talk about the offensive line. The Canes have two true freshmen starting on the offensive line.
Right.
And one of them, Zion Nelson, really had a rough game against UF. I thought he played much better against UNC. So you're starting to see that little improvement. They inserted Ja'Kai Clark at right guard. And he was a force in the running game. He got beat on one sack, but in the running game, Miami was having their way with UNC between the two backs, like you mentioned, Cam Harris, but also DJ Dallas.
Yes.
Had 167 yards on just 24 carries. That's almost 7 yards a carry. And their longest gain was only 37 yards. So they were consistently breaking off big runs, second, third level of the UNC defense. So really what I'm looking for is just more balance to the offense. I thought they threw the ball a little bit too much against UNC. Jaren Williams had 49 dropbacks, so only 24 carries for the backs. So I'm going to be looking for a little bit more balance and in the offense. And just in terms of the expectations, they're never going to go down here. That's never going to happen. So
yeah, yeah.
They can really start, you know, get that momentum, work out the kinks against Bethune-Cookman this week, and make a run in the second half of the season.
Yeah, and they have 5 straight home games to do it. They could go back on the road around October 31st and be 5-2. But to get there, the defense has to come together as well. And the defense has failed to get the stop when really needed. That last drive was a backbreaker because you felt after Miami scored, Will Mallory makes a beautiful catch in the end zone to give them an opportunity they can't stop. And that's something, I don't care who it's against, but especially on the road against North Carolina in a Coastal Division game, Stefan, you have to come up with a stop like that. What are we looking on defense? Bright spots, guys that kind of surprisingly not getting it done so far.
Well, the first guy you got to look at was Trajan Bandy. Really out of character for him in that game. He probably had his worst game as a Hurricane. He would probably tell you that as well.
Right.
He got beaten second drive of the game, a 66-yard touchdown, double move, bit on that hard. He was in single coverage and gave up a big touchdown. You don't see him get toasted like that very often. But he also had issues. He was one of the guys that gave up too much space in zone coverage, allowed that 4th-and-17, and he got beat one-on-one on the very next play on that final drive too. So he really struggled, and that's kind of surprising. It's very out of character for him. Just the entire secondary in general was having a lot of bust. Gervin Hall really late getting over on a 40-yard catch. Romeo Finley fell down in coverage, allowing another big play. So it was just a lot of mistakes in the secondary. But in terms of bright spots, I really like what Gregory Rousseau has been doing so far. He's leading the team in tackles for loss and sacks, and he's probably playing about a fourth of the snaps of the starters. So every time he's come in, it seems like he's making a play. And just his length and speed, 6'6", 260, he's just a problem for offensive linemen. And they've been moving him around, using him on the interior and on the outside. And I think he's going to get a lot more snaps, and that may be a guy that can help bring this defense back up to its former glory.
But we saw him too. I mean, we kind of, you know, last year we saw him during the spring. He, you know, as a true freshman, takes some snaps. He got hurt, obviously had some back problems, but he has come back in the spring. I mean, this is somebody, and you've seen it as well as myself. I mean, he has grown. I mean, he has. I mean, he was 220 when he got here. As you mentioned, he's about 262 right now. Cat quick, almost impossible with long arms, you know, to really stop. So guys like him need to come up with big plays. I think over the next couple of weeks, and I think you're going to agree that this is where Miami works on what needs to be done when they play Virginia. When they play Virginia Tech, they're going to find out who they can depend on and go into war with.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's what this week's going to be about. And next week as well, they play Central Michigan. Central Michigan is pretty terrible. They barely beat an FCS team week one, and then they got blown out this past week. I forget against who. But so Miami's really going to have these next two weeks, so work out the kinks, see what works, continue to refine what works, what doesn't, both scheme and personnel-wise. Get in front of that home crowd. And that, like I said, that could really set them up for a nice run in the second half when they get into the heart of ACC play, like Virginia and Virginia Tech. And honestly, they have the talent to compete with anybody in the ACC.
Yep.
Maybe not Clemson, but anybody else. And so it's going to be interesting to see whether they can really take advantage of these next 2 weeks.
Good stuff. Canes Insight is where you get your information. Stephan Adams, thanks so much. We'll see you on Saturday and hopefully come home with a W.
Absolutely, Larry. All right, man. Take care.
Good stuff.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.